This morning's press conference, led by Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, was supposed to allay the public's concerns surrounding the South African High Commissioner to India, Anil Sukhlal's hosting of former President Jacob Zuma, who recently visited India to see state capture accused Ajay Gupta. Unfortunately, Minister Lamola left South Africa with more questions than answers. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on International Relations and Cooperation was previously informed that High Commissioner Sukhlal received instructions from the department to receive Jacob Zuma in India. Yesterday, media reports stated that High Commissioner Sukhlal would not be sanctioned as he was not aware of Jacob Zuma's visit or program in India, including a visit to a Hindu temple. However, today Minister Lamola confirmed that High Commissioner Sukhlal has been recalled to headquarters for consultations. The question still begs, between High Commissioner Sukhlal and Durko, who is lying to the people of South Africa? The announcement of the introduction of new protocol to regulate and manage visits by former heads of state is a move in the right direction, but it still does not provide any clarity to the people as to how South Africa's diplomatic corps is seemingly serving Jacob Zuma's long-standing relationship with the Guptas. To date, the DA has not received responses to any of its parliamentary questions submitted to Minister Lamola, which sought to determine the following. Number one, whether Durko did indeed issue instructions to High Commissioner Sukhlal to receive Jacob Zuma in India. Number two, whether the minister and or the department were aware of this travel. And number three, what sanction, if any, High Commissioner Sukhlal will face for violating diplomatic protocol. At the moment, Minister Lamola has only muddied the waters in this matter. South Africans are no closer to understanding what happened, who is responsible, and what action will be taken while Jacob Zuma clinks glasses with the Guptas, who have yet to face consequences for a raft of corruption allegations outlined in the Commission of Inquiry into State Capture. As a member of the Government of National Unity, the DA will not tolerate any attempt by the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to sweep this matter under the rug. If the department is complicit in Jacob Zuma's flagrant and insulting international travel with the Guptas, there must be harsh consequences for those enabling it.